Good day and welcome to Wall Daily. I am Reinhold and I'll be your host today.
What I want to talk to you today is about libertarianism as a philosophy. I wanted to present how I view libertarianism, how I came to be libertarianism, and how I see the philosophy of libertarianism being defined, just so that we could start a conversation about how everybody else sees the same thing. So a lot of people have heard of libertarianism or are libertarians, or have been exposed to it in some way or not, or just curious, and they want to know what's, libertarianism. Everybody goes on this journey, and we all come up with our own little ideas and thoughts, and through communication and discussion with other libertarians and other people we've run into. So I kind of wanted to do that here just so that we could have a nice starting place. I give my experience, and hopefully when this is done, we can get together. You can send in questions. You can send in stories to the different media outlets that we have, the ways to get to us. So there's the We Libertarians website. There's the We Libertarians has a Discord server. We have a email address that you can send in to at editor@wealibertarians.com. Facebook page. Some Facebook groups also are included in that. And there's just a lot of different ways that we can reach out and discuss with each other. There's even a call-in number that you can call in and leave a voicemail message. So all those are out there and available on the website. You can find them. The different methods to get a hold of us, to contact us. And I would like to hear back from everybody about their thoughts, experiences about this topic. One thing I wanted to make clear is that I'm not necessarily trying to explain the official way of libertarianism or say my way is the only way, that sort of thing. So I just want to make sure that that's understood, and I'm not trying to get into the weeds on that very, very much, because I really want to talk more about how not to get into these holy wars and things that we involve ourselves in the libertarian community, where we start expressing our libertarianism, someone else has a different view, and then we just start pounding on each other. I don't like that. I don't want that. There are some people who are trying to be libertarian, say the libertarians, but they're really not, and I can get into that a little bit more. But for the majority of us, that's not the case. The majority of us, we all just have a little different way of looking at some things, and I think by open communication, that's the best way we can figure out, you know, our own mindsets and make sure that what we're thinking is the right thoughts for us. So for me, I became a libertarian in the late 80s, early 90s. Now, when I say I became a libertarian, more likely I was a libertarian before I even knew what libertarianism was, but I just didn't know how to express it. I was very frustrated politically. Both parties were doing things and saying things I just did not agree with. They were trying to make rules and edicts and tell people how to live their lives. I didn't like that. And I just found myself getting very frustrated. So I was, the final straw for me was working to try and get Dukakis elected, because I wasn't a very big fan of Bush, and then I found I wasn't a very big fan of Dukakis either. The left was starting down this path that we actually see now, where they were becoming more and more authoritarian than they ever were before, and that's just gotten worse over the years. So I kind of made a split and said, I don't want to do either of these parties anymore. And then I was complaining about this to my roommate at the time. And I just said to him, I said, why can't government just leave everybody alone as long as they aren't hurting each other, right? Like, what's wrong with that? And his response was, it sounds like you're a libertarian. And I had never heard that word before. So I went to go, now this was back in the late 80s. There wasn't a lot of it. There was no internet to speak of. There was no social media, that sort of thing. So getting information was nearly as easy as it is now. But I did have access to bulletin boards and other computer networking things that had kind of get started, but it was very niche, so only a handful of nerds like us had it. And I was able to look out and start doing some research on what libertarianism is. And it didn't take me long to figure out that it's exactly what I've been thinking all this time, and that I was all in on libertarianism. And You know, I found the Libertarian Party. I found Reason. I found Cato. The Online Library of Liberty was a big influence. Neil Bortz, I found him on the air about the time. He was a very leaning libertarian type of talk show host, much more than Rush Limbaugh ever was. So I was able to transition away from what I was getting out of Rush into Neil Bortz. So I just started devouring everything I could, right, and learning and picking things up. And then I started writing about libertarianism, and I've been doing that in the alt news groups and Rhyme Network, other aspects, a blog post I wrote for Watch Blog for a period, a number of years, about libertarianism, and I've been doing that ever since. So it's been quite a long time that I've been doing that. In all this time, I found that a lot of people saw libertarianism a little bit different from each other, right? So there are anarcho-capitalists, minarchists, classical liberals, voluntarists, etc., etc. There's just a lot of different kind of brands of libertarianism, as it were. But at the heart of it, the heart of all of these different views on libertarianism, I found that the basic philosophy still matched for those people who were really in that mindset. And that basic philosophy being that people should be free to live their lives as they choose, as long as they're not violating the natural rights of others to the same. And I found this from Thomas Jefferson, who said this in his first inaugural address. What he said was, "A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government." And in my view, that's the basic non-aggression principle. It's the statement of we should be able to be free as long as we're not hurting anybody else. That's all in that thought from the Enlightenment, right? So how do we determine which is the right libertarianism? And I think it really depends upon the individual and which one's the right one. And I try to look at it this way. And I was wondering, and I'm curious if other people see it the same as me. And this may sound like a hokey analogy, but let's take Christianity, for example. Okay, so there's a lot of different Christian religions. Catholics, Protestants, Mormonism. There's just so many different kind of brands of it. But at the heart of it, all people who call themselves Christians all believe the same thing, that Jesus is the Lord and Savior who died for their sins on the cross, right? So they all have that basic philosophy, and it's how they choose to interpret that into their lives, into their belief system, and how they choose to see the world that kind of dictates which path they may go down on the different versions of Christianity. And I see it's the same thing with libertarianism. As long as you have that basic thought process, that basic belief, then you may interpret certain things a little bit differently than someone else, but still be a libertarian. Now, does this mean that all libertarians should agree on all issues? And that's a big no. I mean, we all are going to disagree and argue and discuss things with it. In fact, that's one of the things that libertarians are known for, and that's being very good at arguing about libertarianism. Right, but first, when I first started getting involved in this and we had these discussions and these conversations and these arguments, I always felt that it was more of an academic type of situation where we were just trying to better our own thought processes, hear new things, incorporate that into our beliefs, discuss it with other people, maybe influence them as well, just to make sure that we had the best philosophy going forward by crowdsourcing basically the best belief system. But lately, it seems like it's more, and I think this is probably because it's becoming more popular, it just seems like there's just more and more people who are trying to say, no, libertarianism is this, and if you're not this, then you should get out. You should leave the party, right? And I don't agree with that necessarily, that I think that everybody who has that basic belief is a libertarianism, whether I disagree with them on some of the aspects of it. Like, I am not an anarchist in any way. But I understand where they're coming from. I understand how they make their, how they get to their belief system based off libertarianism. And I still find them as libertarians because they have that basic belief there, right? They just, interpret it a little bit differently and expand on it a little bit more in this way, so that it kind of drives them into that direction. But that doesn't make them any less libertarian than someone who's a classic liberal. So now that it's become more popular in the political landscape, right? So we have two things that are creating problems. First, you have the anti-libertarian arguments and organizations. And I'm looking at you, Salon, with your weekly straw man libertarian bashing articles that are trying to convince people libertarianism is the exact opposite of what it is, right? They're trying to say it's mean-spirited, that it's trying to have the rich take over and squish the poor, when it's really about not having the majority of people or the rich people using government to tell the little guy how to live their life. It's one thing we kind of want to fight against. It's the anti-authoritarianism in us, whereas the left and the right are both authoritarian beliefs, right? But the other issue is this argument, this holy war that's been going on within the libertarian community and trying to set rules and dictate who is libertarian and who is not. And I find that's not helpful. It's not the best way to go about things. Now, if you don't have that basic philosophy, if you're just saying that you're a libertarian because you agree with libertarians on issues on a certain number, like if you have a checklist to say, I agree with libertarians on 7 of 12 issues, therefore I think I'm a libertarian. If you come to those issues with a different mindset, a different reason for coming to those decisions, matching up doesn't matter. It's really more important on how you get there. If you don't have that basic belief, then how can you really say that you're a libertarian? Just like any Christian who would say, you know, somebody claiming to be Christian say, well, I follow all the rules in the Bible. It doesn't matter. If you don't believe that basic belief that Christians have, then you really aren't a Christian. So that's where my beginning and end is on the limits of when I think somebody should be able to call themselves libertarian or not. If they have that belief, they're a libertarian, even if they have interpreted it in good faith to go a different direction. Whereas somebody who's just coming in and trying to say, oh, I believe in these issues, but not these issues, and you're not a libertarian, I am, and this is the way it's going to be. If they don't have that basic belief or understanding, then I think they're just trying to, you know, use the name for whatever reason they want to use it for. And what we see with the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is that they're really more authoritarian than anything we believe, right? So we're really the only anti-authoritarian belief system and political climate these days. Libertarianism is. Republicans talk a good game about certain things. Democrats talk a good game about certain things, right? So Democrats say they want to protect the rights of the poor and the weak and blah, 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 whereas the Republicans want to protect businesses and from government intrusion and things like that. But even in those things where they say they want to protect the people, right, that they're kind of representing, they still have in their head that they have the legal authority to enact those rules, laws and things that they may choose not to do because of their thought processes, but they still think they have the right to do it. Whereas libertarians are the ones who say, no, you don't, right? That we are free to live our lives as long as we're not harming anybody else. The government does not have the authority to come in and tell us how to live our own lives. They don't have the moral authority. They don't have the knowledge of our own lives to make that decision for us. And as long as we're not hurting anybody else, it should be nobody else's business on what we do. And that's the basic libertarian thought, right? Something that the left and the right just don't get and will never get because they don't believe that simple thought process. Now, as I said before, how you see libertarianism is more of a personal thing than anything else. So I am not, again, trying to tell anybody else that you have to think of libertarianism the exact same way I do. But I do want to have the conversations. I do want to have that discussion on how everybody else sees it, how everybody else has come to libertarianism. Does what I'm saying ring true, or is it completely off base to what you see and experience in your daily lives? So, I mean, recently I heard someone say that they were shying away from saying that they were a libertarian because they weren't an anarchist. They were more of a classic liberal. And I didn't understand that. I said, well, you're still a libertarian if you have that belief, right? So why would you not go ahead and call yourself that? And they just didn't think that they were allowed to because they weren't full-on ANCAP. So and that's a problem, because if we're all agreeing basically with each other, like 95% of each other, and saying that we all want to have that situation where people are allowed to live their lives as long as they're not being violent or affecting anybody else's rights the same, then isn't that a goal that we all should be getting on board with and getting to together? So if I have my view of libertarianism and someone else has their view of libertarianism, but if we have that same belief, and at the end of the day, their view wins out and mine doesn't, okay. I mean, that's better than anything that the left and the right are trying to do, because they really don't have those mindsets on how government should function. They don't have those hard and fast rules. They don't have that principle. Right, it's more about politics with them. It's about how to gain power. It's about how to gain the power to say, okay, we now have the power to do regulations, but we're not going to regulate. Or we have the power to go to war, but we're not going to go to war. They still think they have the power, and they can at any time use that power for their own devices. When we've seen that over the past 12, 15 years or longer with Bush and with Obama and with now Trump, we've seen how that happens, where people who say that they believe in this and believe in that turn around and do the exact opposite, because in their mind, they still think they have the authority to do it if needed and called upon. So I want to support libertarians. I want to support that mindset. Anybody who has that mindset that we should be free to live our lives, because that's the goal to be going for. And if we don't see 100% eye to eye on everything, that doesn't mean that we still can't get to a place where we're better off than we are now, right? So that's kind of how I wanted to wrap things up a little bit, just saying that this is how I came to libertarianism, this is how I view it, and I'm curious to see how other people do as well. And if you happen to want to share that with us, feel free to do so. Like I said, you can go to wearelibertarians.com. You can look at, send an email, look at the contact page, see how the different ways you can contact us and get in touch with us. We have the Facebook groups, we have Discords, we have Patreon. If you wanted to just sign up on Patreon and help us out there, we have special mailing lists. There's a Wall Daily mailing list that you can join and get a part of. And, like I said, even a call-in number that you could call and leave a voice message. And we would be glad to hear from you. Let me know how you see things, how you feel about it. And I hope to talk to everybody soon. Thank you.